Well, gonna put this out tonight. So yeah, it's gotta be for
Yeah,
September.
20th, right?
Yeah, September 20th, 2018. This month's fucking flying by, man. I tell you, once
Let's
football starts,
fucking
it's
go!
just downhill from here. But we are coming at you again for another wonderful episode with the boys, your boy Jason and my buddy Wyatt. Say hello, Wyatt.
What's up?
And we are ready for another weekend of glorious, glorious football. Tonight with the Thursday night game, Ollie in the background is also very excited for football. He knows what time it is.
He's pumped.
Yes,
Get
he
it?
is. He's as pumped as we are about it. We have a lot of games to get into. We have college football to get into. We also have our picks for not only the Thursday game, but a couple other games that me and Wyatt also found interesting. So fuck it. Let's get right into it, buddy. You ready?
Let's fucking do this.
I'm going to go balls deep and just get into it.
Love it.
Yeah, so first off, we're going to do the college ball. We're going to do for Saturday's games. Right now, for anyone keeping track, my record last week, if you guys paid attention, I do apologize. Not unless you picked TCU.
The fucking guru over here.
Yeah, the guru was only right in one game with picking spreads. That was the TCU Buckeyes game, although it was very close to
barely,
being, yeah.
Fucking by the fucking pew bear.
Yeah.
The fucking red pew bear, too.
Yeah, that was my lock, and that was probably one. It was an all right lock. I mean, you still won if you picked TCU, but it was,
I mean,
you were on the edge
my
of your
lock.
seat. Yeah, that was a pretty good game otherwise, but I am 3-2 right now, and Wyatt also is 3-2. Can't believe
the
that.
fucking guy that barely watches college football. How you doing?
Fuck your LSU Tigers, that's all I have to say. That fucking kicker, man, I tell you. But this week, I have another three games coming at you guys. Some games I really think are very interesting and, you know, may fly under the radar. I don't know if many people are watching. I know one game people are definitely paying attention to. The other two, maybe not so much. First game, though, is going to be number 8, Notre Dame at Wake Forest, traveling down to Wake Forest. Notre Dame right now is favored by 7 points. This should be an interesting game only because Notre Dame barely hung on last week. When they played somebody. I forget who the fuck they played.
Those Dookie guys over there.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second. They actually played. Oh yeah, that's right. They played Vanderbilt. Final score of that game was 22-17. That was pretty fucking close. A lot closer than probably most Notre Dame fans wanted to admit. This week will be interesting as well because it's going to be a home for Wake Forest, and Notre Dame is going to be starting a new quarterback. I'm going to go right off the bat and say Wake Forest, this is my lock of the week. You heard it here, my lock of the week. I mean, if you listen to last week, my lock of the week, unlike some other people on this podcast, my lock of the week was actually correct and actually won you some money. So I'm going to go Wake Forest to upset number 8 Notre Dame. It's about due time. I think they got lucky last week against Vandy. This week, I don't think they're going to get so lucky, and I think they're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah. So we're just going to skip over that comment about the lock of the week. You can go fuck yourself. I'm also going to go with Wake Forest on this. I feel like there's, like, a lot of hype, like, every year around Notre Dame. And, like, they seem to start off, like, decent. And then they just kind of, like, fucking slowly fade away. And just, like, everyone kind of forgets about them. So this is probably going to be that game where they go from, like, you know, 8 to 11 or 12. And then a couple of weeks are going to go to the 20s. And then, you know, it's just going to be a snowball.
It's tough for Notre Dame. I mean, they're independent, so they don't have a conference. So they don't have that backing. So the competition, it's here and there, but it always ends up being they lose against the bad team, and they don't lose against a good team, and that pretty much seals the deal for them. So this definitely is going to be one of those games, though. I think it's going to fucking kind of show where Notre Dame stands.
They don't stand at all.
Nah, not compared to a fucking.
Like Colin Kaepernick.
No, fuck no. So my next game. Okay, my next game though is actually I like this game a lot because it harkens back to a better time years ago when NCAA football by EA was still being made back in our day, you know, when we were playing on the Xbox, getting mad at the playing against the computer and that franchise.
Back in my day.
But we have number 7, Stanford, traveling all the way to Oregon to face number 20, the Ducks, at number 20. Right now, Stanford is favored by 2 points.
Definitely an interesting game when you look at it, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is. It always is for the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has pretty good competition, I feel like, compared to even like SEC or other conferences. Right now, all of, you know, the Pac-12 is all in on Stanford, I would say, as far as one team making it to the college football playoffs. So they really need Stanford to win if they have any shot of getting a team in this year. It's going to be tough, though, because that passing, that quarterback that they have, that Oregon has, Justin Herbert, so far this year he has 840 yards, 12 touchdowns. Their rushing game is bad as well. Yeah.
Who do they go up against? Do they go up against anyone good? Or is it a bunch of fucking company teams like, you know, the Bulldogs and Bama have gone up against so far?
Yeah,
you
actually, gotta kind of, so far it's going to be their first big game. San Jose State,
yeah.
Bowling Green, yeah. No one really good.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of fucking garbage teams, dude. I'm taking Stanford all the way.
You taking Stanford on this one? -2?
Yeah,
I'm probably going to take Stanford as well. I always like Oregon because, you know, even though this is not Chip Kelly's offense anymore, they're still high-flying, and I feel like they can put up some points. But -2, I mean, that's a close spread. But I feel like Stanford's just going to run it down their throat, much like they did against USC, and probably take this one as well.
Let's be honest. The only reason why I feel as if Oregon kind of stays relevant is because their uniforms are usually straight fucking fire.
Yeah.
They're the best in any sport. Besides that, you know, I mean, they ain't shit.
Nike hooks them up. I can't wait to see what they have. This is going to be the big game. This is where College Game Day is going to be. So I'm assuming Oregon's going to come out with some fire jerseys. So be on the lookout for that.
Straight fire.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to watching this game. This is the 8 o'clock game on ABC. But, yeah, no, Stanford's probably going to win that game, I feel like, as well. Moving on, though, I have my last game of the week that I'm looking at. Is going to be number 14, Mississippi State, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, traveling down to Kentucky to face off against them, who Kentucky is looking pretty fucking good. I mean, they're flying under the radar. They're still not ranked. They're still looking as good as they looked in a very long time. They are 1-0 in SEC play right now. This will be Mississippi State's first SEC game this year. Right now, the line is set with Mississippi State favored by 9.5 points.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. I mean, I feel like this may be a year of first for Kentucky, maybe first year in a while where they become ranked. It was the first time in like 30-something years, a week or two ago, when they beat Florida. I'm going to go Kentucky.
Well, Florida's fucking dog shit this year. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but even when
did you say Florida State?
No, just Florida.
Oh, all right. Never mind. I thought you were talking about
Florida hasn't been as good as when Urban Meyer was there and, you know, the years of Tim Tebow. But that was a very long-running rivalry and record that Florida had at beating Kentucky. Kentucky has been just kind of seen as the dog shit team in the SEC, unless you go to basketball, rather. But when it comes to football, they're kind of just ass. For this game, though, I'm going to go Kentucky, man. I really think that they're going to bring it against Mississippi State. Mississippi State does look really fucking good. Their quarterback right now looks pretty fucking decent. Looks like he can throw the long ball, really sling it. I'm going to go Kentucky, though, with this.
Damn, you know, I wanted to go Kentucky, but I got to spice this up a little bit. So I'm going to go with Mississippi. I mean, like I said, I wanted to go Kentucky, but, you know, fuck you. You suck, and you're not a guru, so lick a dick.
Whatever. All you guys just got to remember my lock of the week. Pick that Wake Forest over Notre Dame, and you'll be winning yourself some more money. Just don't listen to this fucker when he picks locks, because he doesn't know how to pick them.
That's funny. That's a fucking good one right there, bud. Pretty sure we're both 1-1, so suck my dick.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I thought.
You're just lucky you didn't get to put any money on that fucking
giant. I am, yeah. So let's do a little side story. I told everyone last week that that fucking Giants Cowboys game was a lock with the Cowboys at favored by 3 points. I said on here that I was going to put money on that, and then I went to my bookie and what was the other one? Bet DSI, and they're both like over in Japan, so you know they have this fucking thing. And thank God my fucking debit card realizes that I'm trying to fucking make a purchase in Japan, and so I was gonna put $100 on it, but it didn't go through. And you know, as that was going on, I told my girlfriend, I'm like, I'm gonna put $100 on this game. She's like, you don't need to waste any more money, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, whatever. But you know, it didn't go through. And I was fucking pissed. So we ended up watching WWE Hell in a Cell, and like halfway through that pay per view, I looked and I pull up my phone, and the fucking Cowboys were winning by like 10 points. I'm like, oh, thank fucking God that didn't go through. And they ended up winning by like whatever it was. It was, you know, they won by more than three. I was like, well, I saved myself $100, thank God. And I didn't look like an idiot to her, but I looked like an idiot to everybody else. So there's that.
Yeah, that's just what we do, though. But you wanna? Yeah, I really, when I was watching that game, I'm like, God damn, thank God this guy did not put any money. But I do have to say, fuck Saquon Barkley. I almost lost the fantasy just because of that dude's fucking 14 receptions. If he had any more, I was gonna fucking shit bricks because of that motherfucker, because he didn't do anything otherwise. But besides that, though, you want to get into this week's matchup?
Yeah. So just going into last week, you know, I went 2-3. Jason went 3-2. So at the end of the week, going into this week, I am 7-6, and he is 6-7. So this will make for a very interesting week. So for the first matchup, we're going to go with the matchup that's happening right now.
Tonight.
I mean, by the time we fucking post it, someone listens to it.
Yeah, right now. Right.
So it's Jets at Browns. This is the first time in 2.5 years that the Browns are favored at home. They are favored by 3.5 points. Who do you got? I feel like I know who you got, but who do you got?
I got the Browns, baby. I don't know about the Jets.
So I was thinking about this. I'm like, damn, no doubt I want the Browns to win. I want them to open up those fucking Bud Light coolers. And I want all these people from fucking Cleveland to go ham on a fucking Thursday and just call out on Friday. You know, like, I want that to happen. I'm going to go with the Jets. I think Sam Darnold – okay, side note. Answer this question. You know when they, like, talk about Sam Darnold, like, and then on the bottom of the screen it shows up, like, his name and it's got his picture and, like, all of his stats, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Does he have a really big head, or is it just me?
Yeah, I think he's got a little bit more of a...
This guy's got, like, a fucking triple XL fucking head. That thing is massive.
No one as bad as, you remember Peyton Manning back in the day after you take off his helmet after a long game?
Enormous fucking forehead.
Yeah, after you take out the best part with Manning, he's he take off his helmet and he just have a big red mark where that pad was.
Yeah, dude, that's probably where Darnold's going to be in about 3 years. But like, so I look at this and I say, yeah, Darnold, you know, he was questionable last week. He did all right. This against the Dolphins, but he did really good Monday night. So I'm going to go with maybe he's a fucking the opposite of Andy Dalton, and maybe he's a primetime player. Maybe he goes off in these primetime events. So I'm going to go with the Jets.
We'll talk about the Red Rocket like that.
Dude, I mean, can we consider Sam Darnold a ginger, or is he like a dirtier blonde? Like, I don't know how we're going to go with this.
He's no Red Rocket. Let's just put it that way.
No, he's definitely no Red Rocket.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting. The Jets are playing at home at MetLife.
No, they're playing at Cleveland.
Oh, they're playing at Cleveland. My mistake. Oh, wow. Well, that's going to be even more interesting if the Browns see. That's even more reason I think the Browns are going to win. They keep getting closer and closer. They had the tie week one. Week two, I know.
Almost beat the Saints. Yeah. Like, they were decently close. Like,
yeah, if it wasn't for that missed field goal, they definitely would have won.
Ooh, in the final fucking 2 minutes, dude. They're fucking shooting themselves in the fucking foot.
Yeah, I think it's still kind of stupid that they're letting Josh Gordon go because of this fucking bullshit. It is what it is. The deal's over. He's on the Pats.
At the end of our picks.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit more. But, yeah, no, I don't know. I see the Browns winning this one. It's due time to fucking win a game.
I would love to see them win. I really would. I am rooting for them, but I just think that the Jets are going to go in there and fucking win. But, you know, so let's move on. Excuse me. So let's start off with – we'll start off with your team. I got my two teams, so – ooh, excuse me. So we're going to do Colts at Eagles, where the Eagles are favored by 7, and Wentz is making his season debut, coming back from the ACL injury at Lincoln Financial. Who are you going to go with the Eagles favored by 7 points?
The Eagles favored by 7 points.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one right there, bud.
That is going to be a good one. You know, I want to
Well, see, you're so tricky. So, you mind if I interrupt?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Okay, so I am going to go with the Colts on this one. You know, believe it or not, are they 2-0 or are they 1-1?
They're 1-1. No, that's what week one.
1-1. Okay, so I'm going with the Colts. I think that, you know, you got Andrew Luck back. He's back in 3 games. Defense is looking good, you know, maybe questionable.
More questionable.
Yeah, with the Eagles, I am I don't know. With Wentz coming back, and like when you see a quarterback come back, it's not like he's instantly fucking fits magic, you know what I mean? There's gonna be hiccups and bumps along the road. But they have a good defense, so it's gonna be questionable. I'm still going with the Colts, even though I feel like that atmosphere is gonna be fucking fire.
Yeah, that atmosphere is definitely going to be something. I mean, it always is there. I think it's going to be great. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to go to the Colts too. I think they're going to ride off of their, you know, only letting the Redskins to 9 points last week. That was big for the Colts defense and a step in the right direction. I wouldn't even be surprised if you hear my old boy Jabal Sheard, probably one of our best guys on defense. Really get after Wentz and give him some trouble, because I think having Wentz in there coming off of ACL, I think that's big as far as how they come back and being able to play. I mean,
stuff like that.
I mean,
we run for his life.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Deshaun Watson and how he's played this year compared to how he was playing last year.
It looks like dog shit.
Yeah, injuries like that definitely, it definitely gets in their psyche. I mean, I know he is all religious and stuff, so he'll pray to the mighty power that the Eagles, the offensive line, can protect him. But I don't know. I feel like that injury is going to get in his head, and we're going to kind of see him get exploited by the Colts defense. But, yeah, I'm probably going to take the Colts in this, too, with a 7 point.
I think that will be, like, a low-key good game of the week.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to tune for this. It's a little hard on living in Connecticut to be able to see a lot of the Colts games unless they face the fucking stupid-ass Patriots. But
Week 5, baby, I'll be there. I'll send you a Snapchat.
Fuck off. Yeah, that's right. The only time I get to see is if they play Monday night or Thursdays.
Thursday night.
Yeah, they're playing Thursday this year. But I definitely want to see this game to see how it turns out. But, yeah, no. The Colts, I think, are going to win this one.
All right. So we'll move on to my next pick for games. It's going to be Patriots at Lions, and I honestly hate picking a Patriots game. Because, like, I try not to be a homer on this podcast, because, you know, like, I don't want to be that typical New England fucking
just sucking that, like, Belichick
piece of shit. Like, yeah, literally, like, I don't want to do that, because I see these people on social media and they're like, oh, the Patriots, I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. But I'm gonna go. It's Patriots at Detroit. Patriots are favored by 7. Patriots coming off that loss against the Jags, which I feel like a lot of people saw coming. Matt Patricia is, you know, obviously coming off of Bill Belichick for a head coach. I don't trust Patricia. I don't trust the Detroit offense or defense, and especially with the Patriots coming off a loss, I think that offense is just going to – like somehow they're going to find a spark plug, and I think they're just going to fucking destroy the Lions. I would say at least like 14 to 17 points.
Oh, yeah. Now, is Josh Gordon expected to play?
As of right now, I think – he's questionable to active. Like he's practiced. I know he practiced yesterday. Not 100% sure about yesterday. You know, he had that hamstring injury, but he was out there practicing, running routes and all that. So something to keep an eye out for, but I don't like a lot of people be like, dude, Josh Gordon's going to fucking be nasty. I would not expect a lot from Josh Gordon right now.
Yeah, but I think eventually he definitely will. They definitely need that go-to guy. Dorsett is not that guy. Philip Dorsett is a good receiver, but he is not the guy to have. I feel like this year, or this game at least, I'm probably going to go off the Pats as well. I like to try to pick against you if I can, but I do not believe in this Lions team right now, and I feel like Matt Patricia, it has not officially come out yet, but I really feel like he's lost his team and lost his locker room. 0-2 to start the season is not a good look for a new coach.
Now, dude, he looks lost out there. Like when they zoom in on him, trying to call plays, and dude, he looks befuddled.
Yeah, I feel like the more and more he's the head coach, he just wishes he didn't take this job and was still defensive coordinator for the Pats. And who can blame him? But yeah, I also feel like, side note, I'm also going to say that this is going to be the game where Sonny Michel comes out of his shell a bit more and, you know, does a bit more work than he did last week. Granted, it was last week. It was his first debut last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are a pretty good fucking defense.
He had a pretty decent 15-yard run. Didn't do too much besides that, but I mean, dude, with a rookie going up against that Jags defense, you can't expect too much. And especially in that Patriots offense, it's not like there's a number one running back. Like, everyone has their role. You got, like, a fucking a catching running back, a power back, you know, like a running back that goes outside the tackles. Very plug and play, as you can say.
Yeah, it's a running back by committee. With the Pats for sure. But yeah, I think he's definitely going to – this is going to be just the next step for this rookie. I love Sonny Michel. I'm all in on him. I loved him. You know, him and Nick Chubb did great work in Georgia last year. But I think he's a great addition for the Pats, as much as it may pain me to say that being a Colts fan. I do have to say that I think this may be the game where you see Sonny Michel have an even better game than he did last week for sure. I think he's probably going to be one of the stars.
Yeah, should be interesting. So going into that, let's jump into your picks if you want to take it off, or I can keep rolling with this.
Yeah, I'll take it over. So my two games I have, my first game actually, which I think will be super fucking interesting. It's going to be the Saints at the Falcons in their brand new fancy stadium they've had for, what, 1 or 2 years now. Fucking really nice. But the Falcons, what'd you say?
I don't even think it's been that.
No, yeah, I think it's maybe been a year, like maybe a year, but this year or next year, that's where they're playing the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it's a real nice stadium. Yeah, it's a real nice fucking stadium. It's super nice. It is super nice, but yeah, it's what, they're playing the Super Bowl this year?
I believe so. I think pretty sure the past couple of days, someone has announced that Maroon 5 is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performers. Interesting. Not a big fan, but they got decent music.
It's all right. I haven't really liked much. I probably haven't liked a Super Bowl performance since The Who or like Rolling Stones playing. If I had my choice,
out for the past like 5 Super Bowl performances. So let's go.
Yeah. If I had my choice, I'd probably have Eminem doing the Super Bowl performance halftime show. Like,
that'd be sick.
Yeah, because I don't really think anyone else is, you know, worth
watching. I would do. Honestly, if we're going to go with, like, favorites and who we would pick, I would do System of a Down. I love System of a Down. They're fucking.
Ooh, that would be good. That would be
that
good.
Would be very good, yeah. But
everyone would be pissed off though. But
yeah, probably everyone's pissed off anyway. So fuck all you.
Anywho, back to the topic at hand that I was talking about with this Falcons versus Saints game. The Falcons right now are favored by 3 points. I don't know. This is going to be close. The Saints defense looks very susceptible. The offense looks pretty decent. The Falcons offense last year, Matty Ice had fucking ice flowing through his veins, man. He had, what, 2 rushing touchdowns? That motherfucker was on fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, see, with, like, the Falcons have already received 2 major blows to their defense, so that's why I'm going to go with the Saints, which I don't trust either one of these defenses. So if you're going to go offense to offense, I would go with the Saints offense over the Falcons offense.
Yeah, I mean, last week I feel like we'll give the Falcons some confidence. I also have Matty Ice starting over Drew Brees in my fantasy lineup, but that's not there. I'm gonna go Falcons in this one.
Ooh, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, I know it's stupid, but hey, that's what I do. I make stupid picks, and sometimes they pay out. Most of the time, they don't.
Sometimes, yeah. But no, that will be actually an interesting game. I'm interested to see how it plays out.
For sure. The next game I have, the final game I have for this week is going to be actually the Monday night game, which is going to be Steelers at Bucks. Right now, the Steelers are favored by 1 point. I'm going Fitzmagic and DeSean Jackson all day, baby, because the Steelers are in a lot of turmoil right now. That defense looks fucking atrocious. Antonio Brown looks like he does not want to play anymore. I don't know if you're ever going to see what's his name play ever again, the running back there.
Levy Hubel.
Yeah, Levy Hubel. Who dat? I don't think he's going to – I don't think you'll ever see him suit up for the Steelers ever again, especially if Antonio Brown is causing these problems now. I'm going Bucks all day on this one.
Yeah, dude. Like, I want to go with the Bucks. Like, I believe in Fitzmagic. That Steelers defense is trash. Like, oh my God, it's so ugly. Imagine if that offense didn't have Bell or Roethlisberger. Imagine how bad that team would be right now. Like, they're bad right now. Imagine what they would be late. Like,
you're about to find out this Monday when Brown doesn't suit up and they play.
Yeah, no. So, like, the only reason why I want to go with the Steelers is because I feel like Brown's going to have a breakout fucking game. Like, I don't even know how the Bucks defense is, to be honest. I feel like they've been in shootout. So, I'm going to go with their defense is garbage. I'm actually going to go with the Steelers. I'm going to go with the Steelers. I think that they can, you know, hold it. Like, all you got to do is all you got to do is fucking shut down the receiving core of the Bucks. But I don't know. I feel like the Steelers could hold this down. Let's see. See what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I believe in – I'm calling now McFitz magic just because motherfucker is looking like McGregor. On that podium, right. Doing the press.
His drunken fucking stepbrother. Oh my God.
Yeah, for real. Oh man, he was looking great. That was actually, I don't know if you real, if you saw that, but I guess that was DeSean Jackson's
outfit.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking good.
I wish more stuff like that would happen. Is that like honestly, to like someone that watches that, like for some reason, and like I don't even know why, it just brings me in. Like that makes me want to watch.
Yeah, when you do something like that, it definitely does. I fucking love Fitzpatrick. The other thing I saw, too, that I really liked was when they scored a touchdown, I think it was last week, Fitzpatrick did – I think it was one of the linemen. Their celebration was they took off
– No, that was pregame, I think.
That was pregame?
I thought it was pregame. I could totally be wrong. Where they, like, rub chins with the fucking –
Yeah, they rubbed chins. Yeah. That was great. I really like that. I also like the Bucks in this because Jaquizz Rodgers, I love that dude's name. I think he's a beast. Peyton Barber, I think he may also be apt to having a big game this week as well.
I think that's going to be a besides the Colts Eagles game, I mean, yeah, besides Colts Eagles, Saints Falcons, that's you know, that's gonna be a really good game, I think.
And on Monday night, nonetheless, get to listen to Jason Witten not talk and let the other two motherfuckers talk over him.
I'm just gonna talk about something else because he just you know, stops in mid fucking sentence. He's imagine how much fucking, like, if he like tilts his head to the left, imagine how much of his like brain drops out of his eardrum.
I can only imagine, but it really, listening to the team that they have now really makes me, except for I forget the guy's name, but the play-by-play guy they have now in the booth with next to Jason Witten. I like him because he does a lot of their their college football games on ESPN. I think he does a pretty good job, but goddamn, do I miss the days of Mike Tirico and John Gruden.
Honestly, I can't even stay up for a Monday night game anymore, so I haven't even watched. I've watched the fucking 7:31 the first week. Like, yeah, it's so sad.
It's not good. I end up watching like the first half and then I fall asleep.
I try, like, I'm gonna try and stay up for this fucking game tonight, but I know I'm probably gonna watch like a quarter and a half if I even stay up, and then I'm gonna go to bed. Like, it's so late, dude. 8:30 is a kickoff. Fuck that.
Yeah, and then that's if they don't have like if there's no like weather delays or anything like that.
Yeah, fucking whatever. I don't know if you wanted to talk about any other games. Like, we could just fire some off really quick. Just to do it.
I don't know if there's anything really that I really cared about that much. I feel like we picked some pretty good games this week to talk about.
Yeah, the only other one I would fire off would be Packers at Redskins. Packers are favored by 3.5. I would go with Packers all day on this, but that's just me.
The Packers at Redskins, that will be interesting only because I did hear something yesterday about how Aaron Rodgers says the more he plays on that knee, the worse it kind of starts to feel. Which is not good, especially being 3 games into the season and your starting quarterback is already saying that. That's probably not good.
I'm going to say within the top 2, but I would say he's probably the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that's true. And his fucking pain tolerance is up through the roof, and he's just got fucking, his balls must just hang down to his knees. I don't know how Danica Patrick manages to fit those in her mouth. but goddamn, I'd like to take a lick on those one day if I could.
I tell you.
The other game, I guess if we're going to do that, then I guess the other game I'd look at would be Rams Chargers. Rams at 7 point favorite.
That's Rams a good all day.
Fuck that. Rams all day. The Rams are just going to shut them down. Sean McVay is just a fucking miracle worker, and that team
is. Miracle worker, because they have surrounded him with a nasty defense and a very good offense. If you can make everything, I would go with the Rams. But you say they were favored by 7.5,
7 points.
7 points with the Rams. You gotta go Rams.
Yeah, I can't not go Rams. It's Rams all day. They're on a roll.
So, just because I like the biggest spread, this is a huge spread. So, like, just if they can catch lightning in a bottle, it is Bills at Vikings. Vikings favored by 17 points.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw that. That's going to be interesting because the Vikings couldn't do goddamn shit against the Packers last week.
And the Packers defense isn't that good.
No, the Packers defense, but the Vikings defense. The Vikings defense, that vaunted Vikings defense, could not do shit to take pressure on Rodgers all game. They really had their way with him, which was very surprising to me. But they're playing at home at US Bank Stadium. I would probably take Vikings in this.
It would be cool. Bills. Dude, they got to come within fucking 2 touchdowns. Come on.
I don't know. I feel like the Vikings are going to put the hurt on them. Bills
have 2 touchdowns in years. So there's that.
Yeah, but hey, who are we? But yeah, that's going to be a shit show, I feel like. But hey, who am I? Whatever. That is what it is.
So, you want to final thoughts?
Yeah, we'll bring the final thought thing back around. Okay. I haven't done that in a while. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
What do you want to do? You want to keep it football or you want to keep it something else?
Let's keep it football, and then we'll do the other fun thought.
Okay, so we'll do Gordon to the Patriots. I know what I'm going to say, so you can say what you want to say.
This is fucking goddamn bullshit, okay? The Browns, any of you Browns fans, if you listen to this, you motherfuckers, the guys that you have in your front office are fucking retards. This is where you cross the line. This dude has had multiple issues with marijuana, alcohol, and this is where you cross the line. Granted, it was the whole issue where he injured his hamstring, not at practice, doing a photo shoot for a clothing line he's trying to promote, but this is where you cross the fucking line. That's a bit much.
That's how they want to get rid of him. He's at a photo shoot that, from what I've seen, isn't with the team. You know, something happens, they say whatever, and then they say, okay, that's what why we want to get rid of you. That's...
Yeah, no.
After six, seven years, that's dumb.
Yeah, you stay with this guy for 6 to 7 years through all his trials and tribulations, all of his ups and downs, and, you know, all the shit he's been through with, you know, substance abuse and whatnot, and this is where you fucking cross the line? That's a bit much. And the worst part, and just to add, you know, fucking typical Browns fashion, they go, we're going to release him because they just fucking like to shoot from the hip. And then they go, oh, no, on second thought, we're not going to release him because he'll just go into free agency. No, we're going to trade him, actually. Teams really want Josh Gordon. Really? You're telling me teams might be interested in Josh Gordon? Interesting. Very interesting. Peculiar. But no, this Browns team, man, I'm surprised I even picked them this week against the Jets. I feel like they just shot themselves in the fucking foot with that one, though. But good on the Patriots. Patriots needed a number one receiver.
Yeah. So, it's very interesting on how. At it, because you say, like, you look at you see Josh Gordon and his talent is going to New England, and you're like, wow, that's really good, like, he's gonna do really good, blah 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 blah. In my honest opinion, being a Patriots fan, you know, all that stupid bullshit, if he doesn't do good in these next 2 weeks. You probably won't hear of him again unless he gets into trouble for the next, you know, until the end of the season. I really don't think, like Randy Moss was really good in this offense. And I think it's kind of hard to compare Josh Gordon to Randy Moss. But, you know, it's give and take. I think by week 5, where Edelman comes back, you got Edelman, you got Gronk. I think Gordon will kind of find his role. And, you know, he's not going to put up the numbers that everyone thinks. Because you got James White to dump it off to. You got Michelle. He's going to be quietly good, but I don't think he's going to be what everyone, like, all of a sudden expects him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be as good as put up the yards he would have with the Browns. He definitely could. I think he has the potential to. But I definitely think this takes pressure off that Pat's offense in general. I mean, last week you look at it and they were looking for people to throw to, and it was tough. I mean,
yeah.
It was.
Oh yeah.
It was rough watching that game, man. I fell for Brady. He was trying to get something going, and he doesn't have that number one receiver. Edelman coming back definitely will be huge for them.
But that's 2 more weeks, so, like, I really don't see how – like, it's just one of those things. One's like, oh, he's going to the Patriots. Like just shoo him in for a Super Bowl. Like, no, that's not how it's going to work. Like, he has to get Brady's trust. He has to learn this playbook. He has to work himself into this offense. He's not just going to, like, go in there and just, like, run a fucking go route or a deep slant and fucking, you know, get 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's not how it fucking works here.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco couldn't work with the offensive playbook they had. He didn't really like it. Randy Moss, I mean, they had Moss and they didn't win a Super Bowl at Moss. So, I mean, that speaks volumes.
Yeah, 16-0 and they didn't win a Super Bowl. I mean, like, if you're going to go off of that, then, like, I don't think there's any chance going there. But
I still think it's a huge pickup nonetheless, though, because it puts a little less pressure off of Gronk. It's not going to be worth, I mean, you do have to double team Gronk if you want to, you know, if you do want to get him, otherwise he's just going to go off on you for 187 yards and a fucking touchdown or two. But the thing is if you double team him, then, you know, in a couple weeks, you're not only going to have to look at Gordon, you're also going to have to look at, you know, Edelman. And if those two guys are covered, there's always Philip Dorsett, who isn't a bad receiver. He's just not a number one receiver. He's, you know, number two or number three.
He's a decent, you know, third option. I think, like, at least in this offense. Somewhere else, you know, he could be, you know, two or at least one.
He was with the Colts, and goddamn, he fucking sucked at the Colts as their number two and number three option. So, I mean, there's that. But, no.
People think that Josh, you know, like me personally, I hope that he does very well. And, you know, like, obviously, from a fan standpoint, I want them to win the Super Bowl. Like, it'd be really cool to see him, you know, like come through and, you know, like go to the Browns and get really traded and go to the Patriots and win a Super Bowl. That'd be really cool. But, like, I don't think that's going to happen. But you never know.
It could. It always seems like the Patriots tend to do better and have better overall teams when they don't have a high-fluting guy like a Randy Moss or something like that. But I think the hype train is a little too much. I think Josh Gordon's really good, but I think he's, you know, the Patriots fan base tends to be a majority of people or a good amount of people that are, you know, they just get really hyped up on the Pats and don't know much about, you know, football and X's and O's and don't really care. And just like, oh my God, the Pats. Like, calm the fuck down. But I don't know. At the very least, it'll be interesting with this and seeing where Gordon and how this team in general ends up, though, towards the end of the year and just in general in the season.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, probably in fucking, let's say 8 weeks, you probably won't even hear of Josh Gordon like doing anything in the system or just in general. I just really can't see it. But
that is why it's hot take, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here. He will be eating his words when the Patriots get into another Super Bowl. He will be eating his own pants live on Instagram.
I like it.
As I also put him through a table because, you know,
fuck
the
you.
Fucking cunt suck. And he began a tattoo when I beat your ass at fantasy football.
Yeah, but, fuck you. That fucking league sucks, by the way. No one even, like, that league is so dumb.
I know, the projections this week, I have the fucking asshole I'm facing, not to get too much off on a tangent, but the asshole I'm facing has fucking Greg Olsen, and he has Devontae Freeman, and both guys aren't even expected to start.
So dumb. Like, I just wish I could get out of that league. Whatever. So going on, scenes that we were just talking about basketball. Jimmy Butler has said, I mean, granted, we haven't talked about basketball in a couple of weeks, and I fucking missed that. I can't fucking wait for basketball season to start. Jimmy Butler has talked about how he requested a trade, and his three teams he wants to go to, believe it or not, probably like the three fucking worst franchises right now, are the Clippers, the Nets, and the Knicks. I can see the Knicks because Kyrie wants to go there, and Butler and Kyrie want to play hand-in-hand, blah, 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 blah. But, like, who the fuck would want – like, what a fucking idiot.
I feel like it's just teams that he wants to be – he feels like he would be number one.
Yeah.
He'd be the main guy. And, I mean, they're pretty good, and you look at the locations of these teams, and, you know, they are in bigger markets. You know, you have the Nets in Brooklyn, you have the Knicks in New York, and then you have the Clippers in L.A. Chances are, I mean, from what I've seen, it definitely looks like the Knicks probably are going to – maybe he's probably going to go to the Knicks. Just because I don't think the Clippers wouldn't be a good choice. You have LeBron in the Lakers, and it's like, do you really want to go there? Because you're going to get overshadowed by LeBron.
But you have to you have to look at this. He doesn't get to choose. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. It's going to be the team that offers him the most, or offers the Timberwolves the most, if they do, in fact, trade him. The Knicks really don't have too much to offer. The only thing they have to offer is that rookie, Knox, who looks really good, so I don't think they would trade him. I really don't have to offer. And the Nets are just like, they just look like my butthole. They're just gross.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know. I think it's just very funny, though, how the Timberwolves went from, you know, being at the beginning of last year to being like, wow, this could be a real underdog team of the year. And they did make it into the playoffs for the first time since Kevin Garnett played for them. But now they've just turned into this whole fucking shit show where, you know, Butler wants out, fucking Cat isn't signing his extension, and Andrew Wiggins is, you know, feuding with Butler now. And there's rumors that Cat isn't signing his extension because Butler fucked his girl, which Cat is saying is fake news, but interesting nonetheless. But this is...
That's good. I like that. I like that. Fuck someone else's girl. That's interesting.
It's just funny how this team is went from being, you know, probably an up-and-comer to now just being complete fucking dog shit.
I feel like that's just like a Minnesota-type thing. Like, maybe somehow the Vikings are just going to fuck this all up.
Don't say that. The Vikings are good. I have their defense. Don't say that.
Okay, I don't care about you.
No, it's definitely a Timberwolves thing. The Timberwolves have been trash. I mean, Minnesota Wild are all right, but yeah, they kind of fuck things up when they're on a roll too. So I guess maybe it could be a Minnesota thing.
They don't know how to handle greatness. Maybe I don't fuck.
There's a state that doesn't know how to handle. They can't handle the greatness.
Can't handle it.
Yeah, no.
Can't
handle the truth. But no, it would be I think it's going to be definitely interesting leading up into the NBA season on what ends up happening with Jimmy Butler and where he goes. Dude, and what happens with this Timberwolves defense and just Tom Thibodeau.
I can't fucking wait. He'll probably get traded to the Suns, and just like that's just going to solidify me slamming you through a fucking table.
Fuck off. He needs to get traded to any other team besides the goddamn Suns. Fuck the Suns. Yeah. This sucks.
See, you're scared. You're scared.
No, they don't need any more reason to suck even more worse than they're going to this year.
Yeah, dude, you're a fucking pussy.
Anyways, though, before we go off any more tangents about fucking stupid-ass shit and us arguing, you want to wrap this fucking bad boy up, maybe?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there was anything else I wanted to... get to. Only thing I could think of off the top of my head is that the Bills or whoever is like in charge of them or whatever, they have disobeyed plastic tables and throwing people through tables. Interesting.
That's fucking stupid. Oh, actually, now we're talking about the Bills and
anyway. The fucking Bills are relevant.
Yeah, actually, we talk about the Bills. Funny thing about the Bills is Mr. Vontae Davis, or David, used to be corner for the Colts. Yeah, is now the was the corner for the Bills. He motherfucker just walked off. Yeah, this motherfucker just goddamn walked off the field before halftime and just retired and just said, peace out, y'all, I'm done, I'm out. Didn't even say nothing to nobody and just walked away.
Oh, see, I thought you were going somewhere else with this. What about that thing I tagged you in where the Bills allegedly are having a Vontae Davis day where if you go to – I don't know if they picked a game for it or whatever, but they're picking a game, and if the Bills are losing at halftime at that game and if you have your ticket, you can leave and then get a refund.
I did see that. I forgot about that. That is pretty cool. It's a funny way to, you know, make something funny out of a fucking very bizarre situation that I don't think we've seen in the NFL ever.
I like it.
Yeah. But no, that's just typical Bills fashion. But besides that, I think, is that going to about do for you?
Yeah, it's just about it for me.
All right. Well,
fucking picks in. We didn't even get a lock for the NFL.
Do you want to make a quick lock?
Honestly, the only lock I would say would be that 17-point spread.
Wait, what was it?
The 17-point spread would be my only lock.
You're going to pick the Bills to win a game with a 17 fucking...
No, I am not picking them. I'm picking the Rams to lock that.
Yeah, you got to go big or go home, man. You got to pick an underdog with your lock. But, hey, whatever. So you're going to pick the Rams with your lock?
Yeah, I think so. Poor Bills.
Bills are just going to get fucking shit on. Yeah, so on that note,
exactly.
Wyatt's pick, just to recap, Wyatt's lock is the Rams over the Bills. My lock is college football. It's going to be Wake Forest upsetting number 8 Notre Dame Fighting Irish because they suck balls. The Irish are favored by 7 points. Wake Forest is going to run all fucking over them.
Oh, yeah.
But until next time, that's going to do it for us. As always, you can find us on all major platforms, podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Republic, Pocket Casts, all those good spots. Yo, turn your vibrator off. as well, if you want to keep tabs on us and see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. That's where we post anytime we do a new episode or any interesting news comes down the pipe as far as sports is concerned. But we are now probably going to log off so I can go pregame the fuck out of this Thursday night game and watch the Browns.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the end of a fucking blackout right about now. Let's fucking go.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Thirsty Thursdays, drink up, enjoy, and we will see y'all later. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Bye.
You sound like a bitch, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Your fans become your haters.
You done?
A beard's weird. All right. Yelling at the mic.
Weird. Doing this
yelling
once.
Weird. Why you yelling at the mic?
Rihanna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait, you just dissed me? I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile on my Nauta track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. Stand, stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun? Giant smoke, eyes open, undeniable, supplying smoke, got the fire stoke. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call the Interscope and you Swayze. Your reply got the crowd yelling woo. So before you die, let's see who can out-petty who with your corny lines.
Slim your old
Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45 and I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Going in someone's daughter's mouth stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill, now I'ma make a mountain out of you. Woo! Ho, chill, acting like you put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna bitch, you ain't a bow and arrow. Say you run up on me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead, that's the only time you hold still. Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, milk? Wheaties or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking a shit in them, Kelly, I need reading material. Dictionary. Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot, that was 3 albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch. Yeah, I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you done whack me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. Till I'm hitting old age, still can fill a whole page with a 10-year-old's rage. Got more fans than you in your own city, little kitty, go play. Feel like I'm babysitting Lil Tay. Got the ditty okay, so you spent your whole day shooting a video just to fucking dig your own grave. Got you at your own wake, I'm the Philly goat. You ain't never made a list, next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho. You about to really blow, Kelly. They'll be putting your name next to Chai, next to Benzino. Why, motherfucker, like the last motherfucker saying Haley in vain, alien brain. Satanist, yeah. My biggest flops are your greatest hits. The game's mine again and ain't nothing changed but the lock. So before I slay this bitch, I'm gonna give Jade a kiss. Gotta wake up Labor Day to this. Being rich shamed by some prick using my name for clickbait in a state of bliss. Cause I said his goddamn name, now I gotta cock back aim. Yeah, bitch, pop champagne to this. It's your moment, this is it. As big as you're gonna get, so enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it. Lethal injection, go to sleep 6 feet deep. I give you a beat for the effort, but if I was 3'11", you'd look up to me, and for the record, you would suck a dick to fucking be me for a second. Lick a ball sack to get on my channel. Give your life to be a solidified. This motherfucking shit is like Rambo when he's out of bullets. So what good is a fucking machine gun when it's out of ammo? Had enough of this tatted up mumble rapper. How the fuck can him and I battle? He'll have to fuck him in my flannel. I'll give him my sandals, cause he knows long as I'm shady, he's gonna have to live in my shadow.
exhausting, letting off on my offspring like a gun barrel, bitch, get off me. You dance around it like a sombrero. We can all see you're fucking salty, cause young Gerald's balls deep inside a Halsey. Your red sweater, your black leather, you dress better, I rap better. That a death threater, a love letter. Little white toothpick thinks it's over a pick. I just don't like you, prick. Thanks for dissing me. Now I had an excuse on the mic to write, not a light. But really, I don't care who's in the right. But you're losing the fight you pick. Who else won it? Kells, attempt fails. Button, L's, fucking nails. In these coffins, they're soft as cotton nail. Kill shot, I will not fail. I'm with the doc still. But this idiot's boss pots pills and tells him he's got skills. But Kells, the day you put out a hit's the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out that got pop kill. Ah. I'm sick of you being whack and still using that motherfucking autotune. So let's talk about it. Let's
talk about it.
I'm sick of your mumble rap mouth. Need to get the cock about it before we can even talk about it.
Talk about it.
I'm sick of your blonde hair and earrings. Just cause you look in the mirror and think that you Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Don't mean you are and you're not about it. So just leave my dick in your mouth and keep my daughter out it. You fucking. Oh. And I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you.